Well, I told you we're going to be talking about the River to River Relay. It's coming up this weekend, and it is a huge event. I want to welcome into the studios here my friend Brad Dillard.
Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you for being here, Brad. I'm looking over your team names in the official River to River Relay booklet. I think my favorite... One of my favorites, I mean, there's a bunch here. It's hard to pick the top 10, Brad.
It sure is. There's a lot of creative people out there, Ken.
There are. From Harrisburg, Illinois, in the women's division, Baptist Buns on the Run. I love that one. From Winnebago, Illinois, in the mixed masters division, Team Sock Monkey. I wonder, do they have a sock monkey as their mascot?
They absolutely do. They'll have them hanging off their van as they drive through the race course.
I mean, there is a bunch. And, man, how many teams are available for the River to River?
There's 250 teams, and we filled up in about 11 minutes this year. So we continue to be a very popular race, one of the most popular relay races in the country. And we're very thankful for that because
there's
a lot of different races around the country. And so people could go a lot of places, but they like to come back to Southern Illinois every year, Kent.
You know, it is one of these phenomenons to when you have a window for folks to sign up and you say, here it is, it's coming at this time, and there are people all over on their computer, or they're ready to go, right?
That's absolutely. There's people both in this country, there are people that are traveling overseas, and they reset their clocks. They make sure that they know what time it is. So exactly at 6 p.m. in October when we register, they get online and they tap it out, and the traffic on our website just spikes for about 5 minutes, then goes back to normal, and then we get ready for a relay race in April.
It's like you want to make sure everything is working on the technology side to get these teams signed up, and obviously it is.
And you're exactly right, but we have had a couple of hiccups a couple of years where I think our internet service providers maybe we were being hacked by the Russians or something, and instead it was just everybody trying to register for the relay.
This is the only race I know where you start at one great river of our country and you run to the next river over. That's the name of the game, River to River here, and there's different sections. So tell us everything about it on Saturday, how it's going to work, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. We will start just over off Route 3 in the Pine Hills area, not far from the Mississippi River, and teams will start. The first team will leave at 6:30, and we'll leave in 30-minute waves after that until 9 a.m., approximately 40 to 50 teams per wave, and then we'll start rolling our way across the good old hills of Southern Illinois, so it'll be quite the adventure.
You know, you want to make sure, as you're down traveling around Union, Johnson, and Pope County, just to be on the lookout for these runners. This is the one time of year where they come in, but man, I mean, just watch out for these guys and gals.
Absolutely. You know, bear with us. We know we're a pain for a few hours, but we really are just through any particular area for 3-4 hours at most. And then we'll be on our way headed over towards Golconda. So maybe do your grocery shopping a little later in the day or a little earlier in the day and just let us do our thing. And we'll try to make sure that we cause as little inconvenience as possible, but it's just a huge economic impact to Southern Illinois. So we appreciate everybody's patience and be careful for the runners on those rural roads of Southern Illinois.
How many people total? If you got 250 teams, there's 8 people on a team, but they bring their families and all this stuff in the town, right?
That's correct. We'll have a little over 2,000 runners, but there'll probably be 3,000 people that on Saturday will be in Southern Illinois. A lot of those people stick around on Sunday and hit the wineries or the local breweries or go shopping. And so I can't tell you anecdotally how many people have had their first introduction to other parts of Southern Illinois by the relay, and they've come back and bought property, or they've come back and taken trips and rented cabins, or come to SIU, whatever the case may be. So it really does allow people from around the country to see us in our best light.
I'll tell you what, after running from the Mississippi to the Ohio, I may need a pitcher of sangria. You know, I may need to relax the following day. But what a sense of accomplishment for you folks listening locally who are in this thing this weekend. What an amazing deal to do. Are there any lengths here? You have sections, Brad. You have sections that are in here. Are there any real tough sections that you know of on this course?
Well, I think the runners would say they're all tough. When you look at our information book, and there's only one graph that is relatively flat for about 2.5 miles.
That'd be the one I'd run right there. That'd be mine.
Other than that, they all are tough, but we have a number of sections down around Goreville, going into Goreville. Goreville Hill's really tough. Tunnel Hill, coming out of Tunnel Hill is tough. So it is. It's a really, really tough course. Coming out of Cobden is very difficult. Those hills are very windy and steep, and so you really have to be in shape and be prepared for it, or it's going to be a very long day for you.
Do Let me ask you, if someone's running on a team and they get into this hard section right here, they've got the baton, right?
That's correct.
Can they say to another team member, like, man, I can't go on anymore. Can you take over for me here in the middle of this run? Or they got to finish that run?
Well, technically, they're supposed to finish that run, but we want everybody to be safe. So, obviously, that does happen. You know, we don't want anybody to get injured out there. But, no, the idea is, you know, the sections range from anywhere from about 2.5 to a little over 4.5 miles. So, you ideally want to make it from one end to the other. One of the old adages of the relays is that there's no walk until the van passes.
Gotcha.
And there's actually a team in there with that name. So you want to save yourself some embarrassment so you get out of the exchange zone and look like you're doing great. And once your van's out of sight, then whatever you do is up to you. Just eventually get across to the next exchange zone so we don't have to send our amateur radio operators and hands out to look for you.
From Carterville, Illinois, shout out to Team Ice Pack and Beers. See, they're keeping it real there. Gosh, there's just a bunch that are here. 250 teams, sells out in 11 minutes. Is this the 32nd annual?
It sure is.
Wow.
Yeah, we're just very fortunate to have so many runners that, again, want to come back to us year after year. And we have an incredible group of volunteers. We'll have over 200 volunteers out on the race course, and we absolutely couldn't do the race without them. They're going to give up a nice Saturday afternoon here and Saturday morning in April to come out and help us. So it really is a team approach to make this happen in Southern Illinois.
This route stretches from all the way over to the Mississippi River, Union County, through Johnson County and Pope County. Please be on the lookout for the runners as you're traveling in beautiful Southern Illinois. And I know there's runners who are making their way in this week for this deal, right?
That's absolutely. We got some runners coming in from New Mexico, Florida, and they're going to be on their way today.
Well, welcome to God's country, Southern Illinois. We're glad you all are here. And I would say, like what they say in the theater business is break a leg, but I will not say that. I will say go out there and give it your all, and we are all rooting for you right there. The 32nd annual River to River Relay. Be on the lookout for the runners this weekend. It's 7:15 this morning. Brad Dillard, thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me, Kent.
Have you had anybody do this thing like all 32 years? You have somebody involved, don't you?
Sure, absolutely. We have a team out of Liberty Township, Ohio, Bannon's Mountain Runners. They've done it all 32 years, including Joe Bannon Jr., who's actually physically run it all 32 years.
That is crazy. That's good stuff right
there.
That
is great stuff. Incredible dedication.
River to River Relay is this weekend, and on Saturday, it's going to be a busy day for Southern Illinois.